Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and today Masechet Sadarim Daf Ein Vav, the 10th parak Nar Marasa. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara finally resolves this inquiry about Rebbe Eliezer from Abraisa, in which Rebbe Eliezer sought to prove to the Chamim that they too must make a similar Kavachomer. Mazroim, Tamem, Kevin, Shazar, Mekarka, Tahorin, if plants, which are Tame, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zruin, Va'omdin, Lokoshikain, then those already planted should certainly remain Tahor, even if Tumah touches them. Rebbe Eliezer argued to the Chamim that they certainly agree with his law, although there's no source for it except this Kavachomer. So they should agree to his Kavachomer as well. Our Gemara concludes based on this price that Rebbe Eliezer's ruling to allow hafara before a netter is made would prevent it from taking effect, like the plant which does not ever become tame. Point of the Gemara asks, is it true that the Chamim do not hold of the format of a Kavachomer that Rebbe Eliezer made, learning from revoking Nedarim that took effect to revoking Nedarim not yet made? But there's a universally agreed ruling based on such a Kavachomer. Abraisa teaches, one might think that a father can sell his nar daughter as a maidservant, just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kavachomer that he cannot, Mukhura Kvar Yotza. If she was sold already and became a nara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Ena Mukhura, Eno Din Shol Timkor. If she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a nara? Since this is the source for this law, we see that all agree to such a Kavachomer. The Gemara answers that although they generally agree to such a Kavachomer, here the Torah teaches not to follow it by reading Hakama near Hafara, Isha Yikamena v'Isha Yifarena, which teaches, Esh Baruch Lo Hakem Baruch Lo Hafer, that which is capable of Hakama is capable of Hafara, Esh Lo Baruch Lo Hakem Lo Baruch Lo Hafer, but that which is not capable of Hakama, meaning if the netter has not yet been made, is not capable of Hafara. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Hafaras Nadarim Kol Hayom. Hafara of Nadarim is for that entire day. The Mishnah elaborates, Nad Rebolelo Shabbos, if she vowed on Shabbos night, Yafer Bolelo Shabbos V'yom Shabbos Ad Shetech Shach. He may revoke it on Shabbos night and the entire Shabbos day until it gets dark. Nad Re'imachar Sheikha Mefer Ad Shetech Shach. If she vowed just before dark, he may revoke it until it gets dark, but not afterwards. Abraisa quotes an opposing opinion to our Tana for the time frame of Hafara. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon hold that the time is me'es la'es from that moment until the same moment a day later, meaning a full 24-hour period. Our mission's opinion is based on the pasuk which says b'yom shamo, on the day of his hearing, which implies it must be that calendar date and not past nightfall. The second opinion learns from the pasuk which states me'yom el yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. The Gemara explains how each Tana uses the other pasuk. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara finally resolves this inquiry in which Rebbe Eliezer sought to prove to the Chachamim that they too must make a similar Kavachomer. Mazroim, Tamem, Kevin, Shazar, Mekarka, Tahorin, if plants, which are Tame, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zruin, Va'omdin, Lokoshikain, then those already planted should certainly remain Tahor even if Tumah touches them. Rebbe Eliezer argued to the Chamin that they certainly agree with his law, although there's no source for it except this Kavachomer. So they should agree to his Kavachomer as well. Our Gemara concludes based on this price that Rebbe Eliezer's ruling to allow Hafara before a netter is made would prevent it from taking effect, like the plant which does not ever become Tame. Point of the Gemara asks, is it true that the Chamin do not hold of the format of a Kavachomer that Rebbe Eliezer made, learning from revoking Nedarim that took effect to revoking Nedarim not yet made? But there's a universally agreed ruling based on such a Kavachomer. Abraisa teaches, one might think that a father can sell his nar daughter as a maidservant, just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kavachomer that he cannot, Mukhura Kvar Yotza. If she was sold already and became a nara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Eina Mukhura, Eino Din Shol Timkor. If she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a nara? Since this is the source for this law, we see that all agree to such a Kavachomer. The Gemara answers that although they generally agree to such a Kavachomer, here the Torah teaches not to follow it by reading Hakama near Hafara, Isha Yikamena v'Isha Yifarena, which teaches, Esh Baruch Lo Hakem Baruch Lo Hafer, that which is capable of Hakama is capable of Hafara, Esh Lo Baruch Lo Hakem Lo Baruch Lo Hafer, but that which is not capable of Hakama, meaning if the netter has not yet been made, is not capable of Hafara. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Hafaras Nadarim Kol Hayom. Hafara of Nadarim is for that entire day. The Mishnah elaborates, Nad Rebolelo Shabbos, if she vowed on Shabbos night, Yafer Bolelo Shabbos V'yom Shabbos Ad Shetech Shach. He may revoke it on Shabbos night and the entire Shabbos day until it gets dark. Nad Re'imachar Sheikha Mefer Ad Shetech Shach. If she vowed just before dark, he may revoke it until it gets dark, but not afterwards. Abraisa quotes an opposing opinion to our Tana for the time frame of Hafara. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon hold that the time is me'es la'es from that moment until the same moment a day later, meaning a full 24-hour period. Our mission's opinion is based on the pasuk which says b'yom shamo, on the day of his hearing, which implies it must be that calendar date and not past nightfall. The second opinion learns from the pasuk which states me'yom el yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. The Gemara explains how each Tana uses the other pasuk. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg, who suggested that Ayin Vav is an intravenous tube, an IV, Ayin Vav. So here goes. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'ara who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be made for her neder. Once again, it's a motion. The IV tube, that must be more Daf Ayin Vav, IV. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, which reminds the Gemara finally resolves its inquiry about Rabbi Eliezer from a Brisa, in which Rabbi Eliezer sought to prove to the Chamim that they too must make a similar kavachomer. Mazraim Tameim Kevin Shazar Makarka Tahorin. If plants which are tame, once that they are planted in the ground, they become tahor. Zruim ba'omdim al-koshken, then those already planted should certainly remain tahor, even if Tumah touches them. Rabbi Yezer argued to the Chamim that they certainly agree with this law, although there's no source for it except this Kal v'chomer, so they should agree to his Kal v'chomer as well. So, the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, which reminds us, a Braisa taught, one might think that a father can sell his Na'aru Dara as a maidservant just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kal v'chomer that he cannot. Mechura Kvar Yotze, if she was sold already and became a Na'ara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Ain't a Mechura, ain't a Dinshul Timkor, if she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a Na'ara? Since this is the source of this law, we see that all agree to such a Kal v'chomer. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be mefer, her neder. Which reminds us, as Malchus, if Hafara is for that entire day until it gets dark, which is learned from the pasuk b'yom shamo, or for a 24-hour period, which is learned from the pasuk which states miyom el yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. So once again, the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be mefer, her neder. All right, so now it's time to go to our four blah back chazara. Daf Ayin Beis. So the simple Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake, that must be more Daf Ayin Beis, a thick piece of birthday cake. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for a neder from before the marriage, which reminds the Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like a coming from a Mishnah, which states that if a woman vowed on that day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he cannot revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to Hakama. The Gemara answers, Hakama Nesua Askin. Here we are speaking about a Nesua. And the husband cannot revoke Nadarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke Nadarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. So the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her Nadarim, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Baal Maushi Yafir Boloshamiya, can the husband revoke Nadarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states Vashami Isha and her husband heard is a prerequisite for Hafara or not? So, the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nedarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows, which reminds us that this malchokas of a shliach can revoke nedarim. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk. Giant ostrich egg? That must be one Daf Ayin Gimel. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama inquired, Cheresh Maushi Yafir Le'ishto, can a deaf man revoke Nadarim of his wife If one does not need to hear his wife's nadarim to revoke them, perhaps that's only because he's capable of hearing them, but someone deaf who is incapable of hearing them might not be able to revoke them. This is based on the principle taught by Rabbi Zera, any mincha which is fit for mixing, the mixing is not critical to it, and even if it's not mixed, the mincha is valid. But and any mincha which is not fit for mixing, the mixing is critical, and the lack of mixing invalidates the mincha. Or do we say the Torah did not intend the husband's hearing as a requirement at all? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich eggs, yolk and white, in a tiny mixing bowl, splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the nadarim of two wives at one time. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Baal Maushi Yafer L'shtei Nasha B'Bas Achas, can a husband revoke nadarim of two wives simultaneously? Osa Dafka or Rav Dafka, is the word her in the pasuk of Hafar meant specifically to only allow Hafar of one wife at a time or not? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich eggs, yolk and white, in a tiny mixing bowl, splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the nadarim of two wives at one time, but not those nadarim of his arusa who reached the appointed time for marriage. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah speaks about an arusa who has reached the time by which nesun was supposed to be performed, and the husband must support her as if she were nesua. Rabbi Eliezer says, since her husband is chayv in her mazonos, he can revoke her nadarim. The Chachamim hold that he cannot revoke nadarim until she enters his domain with the actual nesuin. Daf Ein Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Ein Dalet is a witness. So here goes. The two witnesses. Two witnesses. That must be on Daf Ein Dalet. Aid. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, which reminds us, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of Yavama. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even where there are multiple Yavam, the Yavam who performed Mimer may revoke her nedarim, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam's nedarim. But if there are multiple Yavam, then no one may revoke her nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nadarim of the Yavama because she is not his proper wife, even after Mimer. So the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Mimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nadarim, even if he would hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavama were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara? But if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yivam, so neither's Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Ami explained that the Mishnah is speaking where one Yavam performed Mimer, and Rabbi Yazar holds like Beishami that Mimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamur, Mimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavam in Midaraisa, placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nadarim. So, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Mimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nadarim of a Yavama. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two. Ukshar Dvarim ken Nadarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nadarim. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei explains that the other matters in which Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that the Yavama, even after Mimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Arusa would. Rabbi Akiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Mimer. Daf Ein Hei, so the Simmer Daf Ein Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Amma Aretz, that must be one Daf Ein Hei, Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, on the darm that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed, lo amar klum, he has said nothing because Hakama cannot be made before the nether exists. Hari and Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hafar is valid and the Chamim say it is not. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matvisa Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one may revoke Nadarim before they are made, Mechal Chalin Uvatun, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara? Or Dibbel Chalin Kla, or do they not take effect at all? Meaning, does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atvis acharina b'hadin nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ron's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I'm like her. If the neder took effect, even for a moment, the second person's neder would also take effect. But if her neder was prevented from taking effect, the second neder would not be valid. So the Amma'arz, who told his wife, "On the darim you make from now until I return from the Amma'arz convention, are revoked," was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was matvis a neder on his wife's revoked neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming tamei. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests another proof from a brayso in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, "Uma mikveh shemalin is a tamei mutumasin. If a mikveh which raises tamei people from their tuma state does not save tahor people from becoming tamei, meaning if a person touches tuma while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes tamei. Adam she'ein mal is a tamei mutumasin. Then a person who does not raise tamei items from their tuma by swallowing and regurgitating a tamei ring, ain odinshul yatsu al tahorin mula tamei, certainly should not save tahor items from becoming tamei. Meaning, it shall follow that one who swallows a tahor ring and enters an ola with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming tamei. Yet in truth, it does. The Chachamim thus undermine Rabbi Eliezer's kavod chomer with this argument. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definition of the Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishami that Maimer Kona Kinyan Gamur, Maimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavama Midaraisa and a Yavam, therefore, can revoke Nadarim of his Yavama? That's on Dav. Ein Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which definition that if a woman vowed on one day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, Ein Yachul Afir, he cannot revoke the nether from a previous marriage? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 3. Which definitely went from a kavod chomer that a na'ara cannot be sold as a maidservant? That's on Daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 4. Which definitely went if one swallows a tahor ring and enters an ohel with a corpse, he protects the ring from becoming tamei? That's on Daf. Ayin Hey. Good. Number 5. Which definitely went from a question whether a deaf man can revoke his wife's nadarim? That's on Daf. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you have 3 opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the Nadarim of a Yavama? That's on Dav. Ayin Dod. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you want from a kavod chomer that plants already planted should certainly remain tahor even if Tuma touches them? That's on Dav. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you have Melchokas of a Shaliach can revoke Nadarim? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf to be machlokes whether one has until nightfall to do hafara or has 24 hours? That's on daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf to be a question according to Rabbi Eliezer that one may revoke nadarim before they are made? What would be the din if a wife said, "I'm a nazira," and another person said, "I'm like her"? That's on daf. Ayin Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldner. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.